Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to deal with an employee or a team member leaving your startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's
why are we talking about this?
Yes. The reason why we're talking about this is that, well, today it's a super current topic because we have a team member that decided to leave this week.
At your company.
At my company, at Closeout. You know, we started the year with 10 people. We grew to 16, soon 17, and after this week is going to be 16 again. Because we had one of the newer people that joined decide to leave. And we had talked about this, you know, a few weeks ago where, you know, you had kind of a similar setup.
I run two companies, and in both of them, within 2 to 3 weeks, a few people decided to leave in both of them. So I was dealing with that across the board.
Yeah.
And these are an 8-person team, and another one is like a 9-person team.
So when that happens, what we always try to do for the podcast is whenever we can is to talk about something that is impacting us and is current.
Yeah.
So when Heaton asked me today, I was like, you had to deal with this recently. Yeah. I have to deal with this right now. Let's talk about how to deal with somebody leaving your company or your team.
Yep.
So
let's talk about emotion.
Okay.
So this is how it happens. Somebody just emails you, gets on a call and says, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm going to another company or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? You just had that happen.
Yeah.
What went through your head?
So,
and what assumptions are there behind that, obviously?
Yeah. So first of all, most of the time when somebody wants to leave, it starts with something like this. It's like a Friday afternoon and I get an email. Hey, Stella, can we talk on the weekend? or it's Sunday. It's like, can we talk today? Like,
so you recognize something abnormal.
Oh, yes.
Right away.
Right away.
Yep, me too.
This time, it was very different. This time, it's the first time that anybody has left any of my companies where I heard from his manager or his team leader, basically. He had a conversation with his direct report, told him they had a conversation about it, and then I heard it from secondhand.
Yeah, I've had that happen a lot. Okay.
Right? I didn't have that. Usually
okay,
people
so this is the first for you?
This is the first that somebody told me tell me directly.
Yeah.
And then what happened was, you know, so I had a little bit of an idea what was going on, but I instantly scheduled a one-on-one walk with that person because, you know, anybody that would want to leave the team, I want to have a conversation, hear it from you, have a real one-on-one conversation around this versus just, oh, the manager said this. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I hear about it. What's my first reaction? I mean, it always sucks, especially if it's somebody that, or when it's somebody that you don't want to leave, which is the case in this
Somebody you value.
Somebody you value. It sucks. So my first emotion is, you know, I don't feel good about it. You know, I'm sad I'm sad.
Sad's the right word.
Sad is the right word.
Because there's a loss there. A coming loss that you now know about.
Yeah. So I feel sad. And then by now, with a lot of experience and having gone through a lot of these situations over the, you know, many, many years, now it's like sad. And then very quickly it shifts to, so at what stage of the decision are we? Is this already a done deal? Is this very early on in the thought process or is it very late?
Can I get them back?
Can they come back?
Yes. Will they stay?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not instantly going there.
Understood.
Like, so I'm not. Let's try to keep them.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are we in their decision-making process?
Right.
Is this early or not?
How do you determine that?
Well, I'll ask. If I talk to the person, I would ask them, when did they have that thought for the first time?
Yep.
How long have it been lingering? How severe are the issues we're having? And then I'll flat out, sometimes I'll ask them, hey, is this a fine? Because here's something that happens. A lot of times for people to soften things up, they say, we're not breaking up. We're just taking a break, right? And an employee, and this would be in a personal relationship. So an employee might just say, I'm thinking about leaving, but they already left in their heads.
That's right.
Sometimes they don't just say, here's my 2-week notice. They say, I'm a little unhappy.
They're basically saying you can't exactly believe what they're saying. You have to get to the root cause.
Yes, yes.
And that involves finding the timeline kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I want to know the timeline. How long have they been thinking about this? How severe are the issues that we're having?
Yep.
And then eventually I'll just ask them, just be honest with me. Have you made already up your mind? Are we still talking?
Right.
Right? And in many cases at that question, people, because usually I have a little bit of trust, you know, deposited on their account, they'll go, I made my decision, or no, I'm really at the beginning. And even no matter what they say, I'll still run it through my own filter of, do I believe this or not at this
point?
What does my gut say? And we can talk about both scenarios, but in this case, the decision was already made. So when I decided to go on a walk with him, it was not about at that point. So I'm sad. Then I go, where is the decision? Is it already done or not? Yeah. If it's not done, I would go into a, let's see if we can fix this and learn from it.
Right.
If it is done, I will go into let's learn from it.
Yeah.
Mode. So in this case, I'll go on a walk with him, and all I want to do, we walked for an hour yesterday, and all I want to do is I'm trying to understand you.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to create an environment and a situation, a conversation that makes you comfortable to open up and tell me the truth about what we did wrong, what we messed up. And then I want to know anything else that I need to know.
Yeah.
What did we do? What else did piss you off? What do you think is our biggest issue?
I got to point out one thing.
Yeah.
The one thing you didn't do.
Yeah.
Is you didn't get mad.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think other people do.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's a key point to point out that I think you took an approach of compassion, of just trying to understand.
Yeah.
Right? Because like it's easy to get mad. Because you think about all the things that are getting messed up when that person leaves.
Yes.
Like I've had to talk people out of this. And obviously, I'd say a long time ago, probably the first few times, I was like, kind of mad.
Let's talk about this. I think this is super powerful, and I totally missed it. But you're right. I think that here's the thing that happens. Usually, the feeling starts sad, but it goes to hurt. And oftentimes, it goes to afraid.
Mm.
Because you're thinking, this person is leaving. Who else will think about leaving?
Yes.
How can I make sure people don't think I made a mistake?
Yep.
How do we make sure that we blame him or her on
what's
this?
What's the story?
What's the public relations
story? Or even
story
inside the company, right? Whatever.
What are we going to say outside, but also inside. Like, inside, the fake story that will make us look great and put all blame on this person?
Right.
So, and yeah, that's kind of the typically how it goes. It's not that I never went through this myself, right?
I know.
So
you get numb to that feeling though, eventually. Yeah.
Eventually you just, because you have gone through so many relationships and building so many teams and going through all the highs and lows, you learn to identify, I'm sad. And then you take a very pragmatic approach and you go, you know what? It's part of life. People will not forever stay everywhere. Yeah. And it might be the right thing for this person.
Yeah.
And you also, like, I've definitely gone through a journey of always trying to pretend that I'm amazing and everything is amazing, to now taking a much more authentic approach of, like, I want to just everybody to know what's going on. And if they think it sucks, that's okay. And if they need to leave, that's okay too.
Yep.
But I don't want them to stay because I'm making I'm building a whole show of of all these lies and all these like things and I have to maintain all this. No, I want them to know what the truth is, and then they're adults. They need to make their own decisions.
Everyone just needs to know the truth, and makes it easier. It also makes it easier to fix a more systemic problem.
Oh yeah,
right. Like if it's a problem across the company, then you just be open to it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, and with him, and we had this conversation. Funny enough, like a few weeks ago, I started having in our team meetings bringing up the fact that because we are almost doubling in size and we have to change the way we work and there's all these new people and we're probably really, really bad at onboarding people because we haven't done it in a long time, this is going to be a time where things will be really bad. And I need people to speak up because we're going to mess up. And this is an example of...
So you probably intuitively hit the teen. The teens, members.
Yeah.
And that's when you start hitting these kind of challenges. Yeah. It's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
Then 10% of your company is more than one person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we went from, I quote this all the time where I go, went from a team where everybody knew everything to a team where nobody knows nothing.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. It's a pretty big transition. It's a hard mental shift. But anyway, so yeah, don't go mad, hurt, and then afraid.
Yeah.
It's not really productive.
So I'll give one tip.
Yeah.
And I've given this one before, a whole blog post or something on it. But it's like, if you're mad, go do like an email draft or write notes on why you're mad. Think about it. My approach is usually go talk to their manager or go talk to somebody else on the team, whether it's my co-founder or somebody. And just, you could almost say you're talking it out is the nice way to say what I do.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just literally talking about that person.
Yeah.
To somebody who just knows what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And that helps me a ton because they're able to give me more data. Because what I'm trying to do is the same thing you are, which is calibrate the storyline. And it's not just that person, but it's also other people's observations of that person.
Yeah.
That start mattering.
Yeah.
So,
you know, we go on a walk.
Yeah.
And he tells me the story and I dig a little bit deeper and I try to really get to the root cause of the issues. And sometimes it may or may not make fully sense. I may or may not believe you. I might have an interpretation that doesn't match what you communicated to me.
Yeah.
In this case, at the end of our conversation, I was like, all right, all this makes perfect sense. I think this is the right decision.
Yeah.
It sucks, but like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But then there was still a huge list of truths and criticisms that I kind of pulled out of him.
Yeah. That might help you make things better.
It's just data. Yeah. That is data that in some form matches some of my observations, but now it gets added weight because I'm like, I thought this was going on, but now I hear it again, and we need to like act with more urgency.
It's basically it sounds like what you did is if you know they're gone, you basically did an exit interview on that walk.
Yes,
and now it's not that you don't need to talk to the person, but you really don't. You understand,
and you
basically got the gold out of it. What companies I see, especially small ones, don't do is those exit interviews.
Yeah,
and those are probably the most valuable thing you can do to help you understand your culture better.
Yeah. The other thing, let's talk about the case where it's early in the decision-making process. And
great.
And there may be a chance to turn things around.
I'm going
to
say something really blunt. Even if there's a chance, I come up with a plan with the appropriate people on the team. We come up with a plan for that person not being there.
Yeah.
Once someone says I'm out, I'm in planning mode of they're out.
Yeah.
Regardless of trying to
keep them.
Yeah, because we're thinking about the survival of the company, whatever that means, and the maintenance of it and the growth of it, and not that person anymore.
Yeah.
Because they have indicated they are no longer, they are, even if they're just flirting with leaving, they've already indicated, you know, and I've turned those around before, but I would say only when necessary on my end.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've done, but it's been, if someone wants to leave, please, just go.
So this is interesting. So let's talk about this. Yeah. So I am not a fan at all of trying to keep somebody in a relationship when they don't want to, right? And I'm overly cynical probably on that end where it doesn't matter if it's a candidate or if it's an employee that stayed here. When somebody is like, I'm not quite sure if this is the right thing, a lot of times team members will go, we should like – you know, parachute in the area that person lives and try to change their mind and talk to their parents and like do anything and everything to save the situation. I'm usually very much with you on the, if somebody started thinking this way, like it's the beginning of the end.
That's exactly, I mean, they already had the idea.
Yeah.
They already went so far as to tell you or their manager, and it's likely that they've told other people too.
Yeah. So the only, there are exceptions that I've made exceptions to this, not often, but once in a while, when somebody comes and they don't say, hey, I want to quit, like, or I'm out, but they say, listen, something has popped up. Somebody made me an offer or somebody said something. At first, I didn't take it seriously, but X, Y, and Z happened. And now I started thinking about it and I'm super conflicted. I'll test, hey, is this really the beginning of the thought process? Or are you just bullshitting me to make me feel better?
Yeah.
And if it is the beginning of the process, then I'm going to go, let me help you make a decision. Like,
I like that.
Let's work together to get to the right decision. And
it doesn't matter what it is.
What it is. I don't give a shit, right? I don't want you here if you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how good you would be for my business. You're going to be bad for me and it's going to be bad for you. And it's going to be bad for everybody.
That's right.
So I want you to be where you want to be, right?
It's great.
But I will pay you an insane amount of like gratitude because you were open and early enough to communicate with me.
Yeah.
I'll drop all meetings, all things. And I'll go, if it takes me 8 hours to get you to this other company, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you'll be the recommendation. Right? Yes. I feel the same way.
I'm going to call them. I'm going to get you the job.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Because I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate that you...
That's all it takes.
Yeah, you had the metaphorical balls to be like, hey, I'm not going to be thinking about these things.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the risk
of
talking about it.
Yeah.
Right? So...
And that's probably the aspirational culture you'd like. So that's probably why you like that. I like that too.
Yeah.
It just makes life easier for everybody.
Yeah.
You want to go? Let's talk about it early.
Yes. Right? Yes. I'm just, you know, And coming back, the one thing that I was disappointed about, and I mentioned this to this employee yesterday when we were on a walk, was I was like, listen, remember the first time we walked, the first week you got this job, I told you, I only want one thing from you. You can have anything you want from me. I only want one thing from you. If there's any issue, no matter how small, no matter how stupid, communicate it with me. Because small issues we can learn from and resolve. Yeah. But if they accumulate, we're going to be fucked. Yeah. And he said, no problem, you have my word. And he didn't do that. Yeah. It accumulated to a point where it didn't make sense anymore. Yeah, yeah. Well, but this is human.
It's okay. It is okay.
It is what it is. But
that's what that. But you set that expectation.
Yes.
So you said it.
So somebody,
you can have it is my point. If you didn't set it and you have it, then you didn't set it.
Yeah. So, but then when somebody does that, I'm like, I'm so grateful. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference on like that. Deepens our relationship instantly. I'm like, this person is somebody I can trust. This person is going to tell me what they think.
I like it.
And then we'll try to figure out what is important for you. What are your selfish interests right now? What's best for you? And then is this place the best place for these selfish interests? Are we the best place? What are the information that is lacking?
That's right.
What's the information that we can accumulate? And there's zero selling on my part. I'm not trying to make this a sales conversation. I'm not trying to make you lean towards. I'm not pitching you or pushing you.
Yeah.
I'm literally just like, I'm going to try to help you make a good decision, give you more information, give you a good framework, give you more data. And then I'll leave you alone and you make your call.
Okay, so for the last part of this, let's talk about the inward side of it.
Yeah.
Which is the company.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say the person, like I said, I instantly am like, oh, you're considering this. Great. And after I deal with whatever I need to deal with that person, right?
Yeah.
Usually it's not solved in one conversation, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'll go talk to whoever I need to figure out what we're going to do. After that person's gone, right? Already, because we need to keep the business going. And so the framework I'm taking is like, let's say the person's gone. How do you deal with your team, right? And what's the right way to like think about that? So you're least disruptive to the team and you're also able to manage your emotions. I think the emotions are pretty high then, right? Especially when someone you have previously made the assumption that they're going to stay and they're around and they're a team member.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's almost like the carpet being pulled out under you and you fall down.
Yeah.
You fall down for a second. You're like, wait, right? So how do you get back up?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I've tried in the past, what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And some of the benefits that I see, I'm curious to hear how you deal with this.
Great.
So in the past, I was very concerned about creating a story that was like that was blaming the person in one way or another that's leaving and makes us look as great as possible in order to protect people from having negative thoughts about their job or their company.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea. That is something I wouldn't recommend doing because people feel that it's bullshit. People will get the right story from that person. They'll reach out and they hear what his story, and it's totally different from my story.
That's
now
exactly
we fucked up trust.
Right. Yeah. Right? Like that's the thing people forget.
Yeah.
That person still knows people in your company and is probably friends with them.
Yep.
So you do more harm by lying to anybody.
Yes. Yes. You're fucking yourself, right? And everybody else. So that's all bullshit.
So we're not going to lie.
We're not going
to tell the truth. We're going to try to be as transparent as possible within reason.
Yes.
Sometimes people leave for reasons they don't want to share.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. But we're going to be transparent, and we're not going to be like creating slightly edited, nicer versions of things. This is what the person said, and these were the reasons. As dry as possible. So that if somebody goes to the person and asks them, they hear the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
Dude.
All right. So the next thing, a past mistake, because a lot of times we build really strong relationship with people and we're really good friends. Somebody would decide that they need to move on, and they would still stay for like 2 or 3 weeks. And they will be around.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah. No. You don't do that.
No.
You don't do that. It's a bad idea.
It's almost like they go in the isolation chamber. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but it is when somebody has decided to leave, that person can still have a relationship outside of work with your team, but it is not good to have that person in and out every single day as a constant reminder for the decision of leaving.
And also,
it's not fair to that person to keep them around because they've already moved on in their mind. So what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. And that's where like announcements of people's departures need to be like thoughtful.
Yeah.
Right. And timed well.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people in your company gossiping.
Yeah.
And if someone's leaving, assume the gossip started.
Yeah.
So your whole goal is from the second they say they're leaving to figure out what the truth is and then go figure out what to do, whether they're staying or not, and then have a message about it.
Yeah. So I think that you want to, it's always awkward, right? I'm friends today with everybody and then tomorrow I'm not coming in anymore and I'm not talking. Am I part of the announcement? Yeah. Everything is weird in one way or another. I think the balance that we're trying to find today is like, you know, in this specific case, for instance, when somebody decides to move on, they still have to finish up something. Usually I would try to end the working relationship immediately and not have them do any more work.
Right.
But in cases where there's still a work of things that need to be done, you would want these things to be done remotely. So you'd cut the cord.
And you minimize them. And what we do is we have that person make a list.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Make the list. Do you want to get done? And then we chop it to 10% of it.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Only this year. Not
because it's your decision, though.
Yeah.
It's not their decision of what they complete when they decide to leave.
Yeah.
Right? It's your decision. And you want to minimize their work, too.
Yeah. And you don't want to have them do busy work or is there something that's so critical that nobody else can do it? Then finish it.
Yeah.
But don't do like all the things you wanted to do for the next 4 weeks.
And this is not your time to get the most out of them.
Yeah. But it is okay to... like in some cases, what we've done is where somebody just said goodbye to people during the day that the decision was made.
Yeah.
And in some cases, we've made it so that when the decision was made, we cut the cord. And then a week later or so after we communicated with the team, we'd had a dinner or a lunch or drinks.
Or something. Yeah, like a going away thing.
Yeah, like a going away party. Yeah. Because I've never parted with anybody in my business on bad terms. So in that case, you want to have a good relationship.
Right.
And it's you don't want to just be like, nobody's allowed to talk to this person anymore.
Yeah.
So you try to find a balance between being professional and there's awkward conversations.
Always.
The keys to the office, the laptop, the business credit card.
Yeah,
can you please bring this
to me.
Give it to me. These things are like not, and this is the last paycheck you're going to get. And,
Formalities. Nice
formalities that are like, but I've seen a friend of mine make a huge mistake in those details. And I probably did it awkwardly in the beginning because it's such an awkward situation. They don't want to address these things. So they're like, I don't want to ask for the laptop. And
it's just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And it needs to be taken care of. They want to keep the laptop. There's a price for the laptop.
Yep.
You got to make sure it's clean. I mean, it's just boring stuff, but it's logical. Turn it into like just tactical stuff. We have checklists for that.
Offboarding checklist. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And then you want to do the exit interview with a person, but you also want to, I think, do a postmortem on what went wrong. What do we agree went wrong? And what are we going to do better or different about this? How can we learn from this?
Oh, internally the company without the person.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, the change, every time someone leaves, you change.
Yeah.
And you have to change things.
Yeah.
I've never seen a scenario where it's not like that.
Yeah.
Right. Unless they were there such a short period of time.
Yeah. And here's an interesting last thing. I know we're running a little over, but in this situation, he was the first of a, let's say, new department or new team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had already hired a second person that's about to start, that hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
So now, for the first time ever, I need to communicate with a person that hasn't started yet about a person that left that would have been
their teammate.
Right? So that's an interesting situation.
Well, the joy is now they get to help find the teammate.
The next teammate. Yeah, exactly. The one thought that I had today, and I just fleetingly, and I'm not sure about it, so I'm curious to hear your thought.
It's great.
I was wondering, I wonder if it's a good idea to ask the person that left. He interviewed this new person as well. To send them an email and like after I talk to them to also just share whatever they want on why they made the decision and offer themselves up in like, if you have questions about this, get to know, like, let me know. It is risky.
Well, it's honest.
Yeah.
And it would prevent that. If it prevents that person from coming on, then you might not want that person unless these are things that you think can be resolved.
Yeah.
But I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
Right? Because you also want that person coming in knowing what they're getting into.
Yeah.
And who's going to have the best idea of that? Even if it's jaded for whatever reason.
Yeah. I'd rather, that's why I thought about it.
It's compassionate. If you want to go the compassionate route, it's very compassionate.
I think I'd rather have this new person, have a chance to have a conversation about it than to always wonder or have a conversation about it without me asking, like facilitating it, right? Where they just email that person.
I like that because the strategy is more like assume they're going to talk anyways.
Yeah.
And so what would you do?
Yeah.
You would make sure they talked.
Yeah.
If you were going to assume they're going to talk, you want to be the person that does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a better way to think about humans. Yeah. Nice one.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I haven't done that before, but it sounds exciting. All right. I haven't had it like that, but yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So that's it. That's the episode for today.
All right.
It's a tricky thing to have people leave the team that you want to stay.
It hurts.
But I think that the way you treat them, again, the way you treat people and the way you treat very challenging situations, that's what makes all the difference on your reputation, your brand, and your relationship with those people.
Oh, yeah.
As well as with the people that stay.
You might even need to work with the people that leave again at some point.
Yeah.
It just could happen. You don't know. Even if you don't think that's possible, you just never know.
And even if you never work with them again and they personally can never do something for you, everybody else that stayed saw how you treated them.
That's right.
And how you treat the situation.
That's why I keep coming to that compassionate word.
Yeah. All right. That's it from us. We'll see you next week.